Good morning, Chicago. It's just after 7, and you're tuned in to the Mr. Fix-It Show. This morning till 10, we'll be broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Elsin. So stop on by to take a look at their beautiful showroom, have some breakfast, have some mimosas, and pick up a goodie bag filled to the brim. Now here's your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Good morning, everybody. We're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Elsin, where Chicagoland goes for designer-grade fixtures, tile, paint, and lighting, all at affordable prices. It is 7:13 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com. How is everybody this morning? So nice to see you. We have such a great crowd out here already. I think it's something, because it's warmer, because, you know, I always say this, it's the south side, it's warmer down here. These people can't sleep. They were hot. They turned the heat on. They're already here. There's breakfast for those who show up. I believe it's the first 300 people that show up get a goodie bag. And if you've never been to Fox Home Center in Alsep, it really is beautiful. They have gorgeous kitchen and bath showrooms, newly updated. They have all kinds of tile and paint and you name it. If you're going to be remodeling your home, this is the place to come see it. Even if you have to drive from a distance, which Lindsay and I did this morning. I actually had to have Lindsay drive this morning. Well, actually, I drove, but I drove Lindsay's car because my sister-in-law is coming in from California, and she's like, calls my wife Mary, although her name is Mary Beth. Mary, I need to borrow a car. So she's borrowing my car. So Lindsay drove, and as we were driving down, I told her that, oh, have you registered for Cubs tickets? This is for the radio audience because you guys already heard this.
Blowing my cover here.
And oh, yeah. And so she goes, what do you mean? I go, oh, there's a lottery. You can register at Cubs.com. And, you know, if you get picked, you can actually get a chance to buy tickets. Doesn't mean you're going to get them. And I got chosen. I got an email. And we were able to buy tickets for Game 7, which I don't want to go to it because I don't want it to go to a Game 7. But we bought the tickets, and if they don't go to a Game 7, you get your money back. So, you know, when you start the show, there's a lot of things to do. You got to, okay, here's, don't forget, you know, look at all these papers in front of me. You can't see, but there's a whole stack,
busy.
And Lindsay's going, don't forget, you got to mention this, and we got all these people we have to thank, and don't forget this, and this and that. And as I look over, she turns to me and says, can I only register once for the Cubs tickets? She's got the website up, and she's already registered, and I go, well, I think you could use multiple emails.
That is not true. I am working right here.
Right now you are.
I'm supposed to be taking calls.
But 10 minutes ago. So anyway, we're excited to be here, and we're so grateful for the, oh, my light. What's your name, sir?
Wayne.
Wayne, who's in charge of reminding me to turn my applause light off. Thank you, Wayne. Veronica Carter, we miss you down here.
I'm going to have to start jumping on the train and going with you guys.
Well, in particular.
The Lou train.
In particular, being from Indiana, this would have been a much shorter commute.
I know.
Right? We could have, and I have an extra microphone right here. We could have just, you know, done something.
Who do we have to talk to about this?
I don't know. They don't return my emails. So.
Well, that's all right. They don't return mine either.
Right. So at least we're together.
You have to chase them down. Or you know what? The best thing to do is just come and sit in their office until somebody shows up.
Exactly.
Right, you know, even if it takes a couple of days, you just sit there.
Right.
Bring the thermos.
Especially because after you don't shower for a while, they're like, you got to get out of here. You stink.
I'm also very jealous that you're having mimosas on the south side. That's like,
you should see the people drinking already. It's unbelievable.
Sam.
Listen,
that's home to me,
you have
baby.
A problem is the
it's
first
the
step
best.
To recovery, people. Okay? Remember that as people raise their glasses. All right. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get to the phones. Actually, in Northwest Indiana, Dwayne is on the line. Hey, Dwayne, you're on WGN. Good morning. All right. Hold on. Can somebody hit Dwayne, please? Well, how about Dave? Well, now we'll go to Dwayne. There we go. It's a well-oiled machine. Dwayne, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
I got a problem with the basement. I helped a friend of mine waterproof it. And in one part of it, we're getting, like, black. I don't think it's mold, but just black up on the block. We drilled some holes in the block up higher to see what was going on, put a camera inside the wall, and there doesn't seem to be any water inside the wall or anything else, but he's put a fan on the thing, let it blow constantly. He's got a dehumidifier there, and we've cleaned the black stuff off the wall, repainted it, And after a few days, it starts bubbling the paint back up.
And it's a block foundation.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So the block foundation is like a giant sponge, and obviously there's some moisture that's permeating from the outside coming in. When you cleaned the that black mildew and or mold, what did you use?
I'm not sure he did. I think he did bleach.
Okay. So this is something that's very important for everybody to listen to. Bleach does not kill mold. Smells fantastic. Makes you feel like everything is fresh and nice. But bleach is predominantly water. And when you apply it to a surface area that is moldy and mildewy, it'll brighten it up because it'll bleach the stain out, but it doesn't kill the mold. And actually, the film that the bleach leaves on top of that, that you think smells great, actually helps the bleach, the mold and mildew come back quicker. This is
wow.
particularly true on porous surfaces. So Concrobium is a mold cleaner that, you like that horn, it makes you laugh, doesn't it?
There you go.
It kind of makes you think of like a circus, right? Because I am like a clown. So what makes me so funny? You think I'm funny? No. So here's what I want you to do. First of all, we got to go on the outside and make sure that there's not a downspout, something disconnected that's dumping a bunch of water on the side of that home, okay? And there could be
there's nothing there.
Nothing there. Okay. And do we know that the soil is pitched away from the house? Nothing pools next to the house. Okay. So now it could just be high humidity level and a high water table in that area. So what you want to be able to do is go back, buy this Concrobium cleaner, spray it on, let it sit there until it dries. Then take a brush, brush it off. Spray it again, let it dry, then paint it. There's residual value in this product that will stay there and make and keep the mildew and mold from coming back. And if you're using a dehumidifier and a fan, it just might be a high water table area. And like I said, that block just acts like a huge sponge. And there's nothing you're going to do short of digging on the outside and putting a membrane on there, which makes no sense whatsoever, to do that. If you try this Concrobium, keep a dehumidifier running. You should be able to control it from the inside. It might be something that has to be touched up every year or so, but it will work. I promise you it will work. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:21 in the morning. We're live at Fox Home Center in Alsep. Listening to the sounds of our local house band, the Rhythm Rockets. It's a seven-piece jump and swing rhythm and blues band. They've been performing together since 1996. You've got Michael Bielecki on the tenor sax, Dave Downer on the guitar, Pierce Downer on the drums. Poor kid's only 15 years old, and they made him get up. And the vocals, you're going to hear Nicole Kessler a little bit later on this morning. Thanks, everybody, for being here. (312) 981-7200 is our phone number, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Let's get back to the phone lines right now, and we have Dave in Crystal Lake. Dave, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Morning, Lou. My house is about 17 years old, and the roof is in good shape. It's getting there, but I was thinking about possibly having it replaced, and is there any advantages to having it done, you know, late fall or in the winter in terms of, you know, cost and things like that?
Not really. Installing a roof, the only time you can't do it is when it's raining, typically. So roofers will work throughout the year. Certainly from a mindset, I think a lot of people are interested in getting a roof done in the spring and the summer, and then they're always shocked when the roofer says, wow, I can't get there till November. But, the one upside from an installation point is that, you know, typically a an asphalt impregnated roof with the little granules on there. When it's super hot outside, the installers obviously have to walk on the roof as they're putting it down, and sometimes there can be a little damage that occurs during that process because it's so hot. So the fall, from an installation standpoint, is slightly easier on the installer, and it probably keeps the integrity of the installation a little bit more pronounced, if that's a way to describe it, than during the summer months. But, you know, the thing is that, yeah, sure, do they slow down, but in the wintertime? But it all depends on the weather. You know, if it's last year we had such a mild winter that roofing contractors worked all year, and they got to get caught up on a lot of backlogging of work. So, you know, could you save a few $100? Maybe, but price-wise, I think you're going to see consistent pricing across the board.
Any suggestions on a roofing company up in the northwest suburbs?
So you have a couple choices. You know, sponsors that we have on this show are Rogers Roofing. They're actually a Southside company, but they go all over. Lindholm Roofing is a company based in the city that goes all over the place. Another contractor source is the National Roofing Contractors Association, which is NRCA.net. And there you can type in your zip code. You'll see a bunch of different contractors in the area that you can call and get pricing for. I definitely recommend that you get at least 3 bids. And then the other thing to talk about is ice and water protection that is underneath that roof. Make sure they're doing 2 courses, so they're going up at least 60 inches with that rubber membrane from the gutter line going up, so that that roof is protected. And, you know, you're going to look for a roof that has at least a 25-year warranty. But remember that warranty, that the average life of a roof in the United States is 13 years. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip, sponsored by Hans Grohe, MSI Natural Stone and Quartz, and Steam Mist. We have the wonderful Rhythm Rockets They're performing for us. They're actually going to be doing a Halloween show at the Willowbrook Ballroom at 8900 South Archer Avenue in Willow Springs. Swing dance lessons at 6 p.m., full band at 7 to 10:30. There's a costume contest and cash prizes. Mama, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines now and see if we can help some folks out. Bill's in Arlington Heights. Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning. Yeah, you can clap for them. Absolutely.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Did that get your toe tapping over there?
Oh, you did. You did. I really love dancing, so that's great.
That's wonderful. How can we help you?
Got another roofing question for you.
Okay.
Back in 2001, I replaced the roof, did a tear off and everything on that, and I put down 3/4 of the ice and water damage. And now I'm thinking of doing a re-roof again. And if I do it again, do you take off that ice and water dam, or is that stay down?
You're breaking up a little bit on your phone. In other words, when you did the roof, you had ice and water protection, and when you do the new roof, are they going to take that old stuff off? Probably, because when they go to strip that old roof, chances are they're going to get underneath that ice and water shield and start to peel that up as well. The reason I want them to do that is that if there's any water damage down below, this is my opinion on a roof, is I am not a fan at all of a re-roof, because it's not something you do all the time when it comes to roofing your home. And taking up the old stuff all the way down to the sheathing allows you and or the roofing contractor to see if there's any damage. this is a big investment. The most important thing when it comes to a house is you want to make sure that it's dry. And that little bit of extra dollars that you spend is the right dollars to spend so that you're insured that it's done the right way. Now, I mentioned to a caller earlier that typically that ice and water protection, there's a bunch of different manufacturers. One is Ice and Water Shield is probably the most prominent name. Winter Guard is another product that's out there. Very similar. It's a rubber membrane that has an adhesive on the backside. It's typically a 30 to 36 inch roll. And now, you know, when this product first came out, roofers were only putting one layer, just about 30 inches up, because they overhung into the gutter as well. And even back then, when the product, I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm old enough to be around roofing before it came out. When the product first came out, I said, well, why wouldn't you put more of that? Because ice dams can go up higher than 30 inches. And when we were remodeling and building houses and doing roofing, we always did a double layer. We just did it on our own. Now it's pretty much industry standard that roofing contractors will go up about 60 inches above the gutter line with this product. And if you've got areas where you have reoccurring ice dams, then this product will go underneath in those areas as well. And quite frankly, on our own home in Chicago, the entire roof has Ice and Water Shield on it. So you can't go wrong as far as I'm concerned, because it just keeps the water out. But yes, it all has to come down. 312-981. By the way, and if any of you have a question here in the audience, we have a mic that we can pass around a little bit later on as well. Let's talk to John, who's in Margo. Hey, John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, hi. Actually, it's Marengo.
Oh, Marengo. I'm sorry. How are you?
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, oh, doing good. Enjoy your show.
And, thank you.
I have a problem with brick on a parapet wall, so it's always exposed to the weather from, you know, out inside and outside the parapet wall, or the roof comes up to it, and crumbling brick. And I was just wondering if there's something for sale that I can soak it. I've tried Thompson Water Seal. That really doesn't do anything.
No. On that parapet wall, what is the cap?
It's ceramic.
So it's a ceramic tile? Ceramic tile that knuckles over each other to seal it?
Right.
Okay. And the brick, is it like a Chicago Common?
Right.
Okay. So it's a super porous material. And as far as you know, the cap looks sound, right? You're not getting any water coming in from the top?
Oh, yeah. We had a roofer do it, and we had some cracks, and they were replaced about 5 years ago.
All right, so this is going to be, you're probably going to have to go online to buy this product, unless there's a dealer down by you. This is a shout-out to Kenosha. Bone Dry, bonedryproducts.com is the website. They make a silica-based sealer that will penetrate porous surfaces, in particular concrete. This is the concrete sealer that you want to use, but you can use it on brick as well. It will penetrate into that brick by a good probably inch, and it will create a waterproof bond. But here's the thing, John. That brick that's all spalted where, you know, the facing is off.
Right.
You have to replace those bricks.
Okay. All right.
Because in a Chicago Common brick that's very porous, there's still, it's a fired brick. And there's a sheen coating on the outside. That spalted stuff that's all porous inside, no sealer will bond to that because it's too, the integrity of the brick is too loose. It's not dense enough. See what I mean?
Right.
So what you got to do is you got to get a you know, like somebody like a Lindeman chimney to come out and replace all the broken bricks, get that all going, and then this Bone Dry product, this gallon of Bone Dry that you're going to put in a sprayer, the gallon's like $70. So it is not an inexpensive proposition, but it works.
Okay. All right.
All right.
And so now and there's white like powder coming out of it. That's the saltpeter, right? Out of the
that's
brick.
The saltpeter that's inside there. So that's where you have to clean it. You know, you have to replace the brick. You have to clean it. You got to make sure it's dry. Then you go ahead and when you apply this sealer, you dampen the brick first, and then you spray it on there.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard my story about Marengo?
No.
When I was a kid, my father rode a Honda 360T motorcycle. Did you ever hear about a Honda 360T motorcycle? And my mom and dad got into a fight, which was common in my house. And my father used to call me Gigi. That was my nickname. Come on, Gigi, we're going to go on a motorcycle ride. So I hopped on a bike, and we got on the bike, and we just rode. I mean, I'm sure he was mad, but what did I care? I was on the back of a motorcycle with my father. No helmet. And all of a sudden, I look up, and there's a sign that says, Moringo. I said, Dad, where the heck are we? And he said, I have no idea. Sadly, it's my one and only time to go to Moringo.
So that was on the toll road then you were on?
It wasn't a toll road.
Okay.
No. That was a long time ago. I had to be 1975, 6.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So back then, you spelled Moringo with one G. John, do me a favor. Let's put John on hold, and let's send John out a Fox Home Center Lose Crew T-shirt sponsored by Fox Home Center and made by Rags of Honor, putting veterans back to work. It is 7:47 in the morning. We are live at Fox Home Center in Alsep, broadcasting live today. Thank you so much for listening and joining us today. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these. Welcome back. You're listening to the sounds of the Rhythm Rockets. That's Nicole Kessler singing, Michael Bielecki on sax, Dave Downer on the guitar, and Pierce Downer on the drums. Sunday, October 16th, they're going to be at Dirty Nelly's at 180 North Smith Street in Palatine. They have swing dance lessons at 5 p.m. and the full band from 6 to 9 p.m. All right, I'm very excited. It's time now for our Noodaloo 2. And I'm holding it in my hand. It's a cigar-smoking egg, right? It's an egg. It's plastic. And it's our Noodaloo 2 for this week. And I'm super excited. All right? Are you ready to play it? You're not doing it live, are you? Okay. And then you have to tell them to play it. Oh, okay. Listen to the Noodaloo 2 now. Oh, my God.
If it looks like an egg, it feels like an egg, boils like an egg, it must be an egg, right? Not this week's Noodaloo 2, because this egg sings. It's called the Beep Egg. Beep Egg is a precise egg timer which is boiled together with real eggs. Once yolk and egg white have reached the desired degree of hardness, Beep Egg will play a little tune. The Beep Egg literally looks like a real egg, except they come in different characters, so each one has a silly little face on it which pairs up with whatever music it plays. So, there's an Elvis egg, a disco egg, a rock egg, patriotic, western, pirate, and our very own Italian stallion's personal favorite, the Mafia egg. The egg is painted like a little mafia man and plays the Godfather theme when your soft-boiled eggs are ready, Tarantella when your medium-boiled eggs are ready, and Prisoner's Choir when your hard-boiled eggs are ready. With a certain sense of humor, Beep Eggs could make an excellent gift this holiday season. Store your Beep Egg together with your eggs, since both need an identical starting temperature. So if you're throwing in cold eggs to your boiling water, make sure your Beep Egg is cold too, or maybe you keep your eggs room temperature, keep your Beep Egg room temp too. One Beep Egg can monitor as many eggs as you like during one boiling session. Once the desired consistency has been reached, Beep Egg will play the tune, then simply rinse off the eggs, put Beep Egg back to your storage place of choice, and enjoy the real eggs. Who doesn't need a singing floating egg timer? Come on. From the parent company Brainstream out of Germany, you can buy these little gadgets on Amazon.com, but we've got a few to give away right here at our Fox Home Center remote this morning. Don't worry, folks at home. I'll put all the info up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNRadio.com and also up on his Facebook page. And if you like the post, two lucky winners will have the chance to win one of their own. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
All right. I thought this was really silly, but it's and it is silly, but it's funny. And what are you laughing at?
It is amazing what the things you love.
I know. What do you mean?
I don't know. It's silly.
Okay, now everybody, who makes hard-boiled eggs? Right? So you know how to do it, right? And you're like, why do I need an egg timer, right? But how many of you have young kids or grandkids that have never boiled water to save their life? Right, many. And so something like this, or a young married couple or something. So this is the mafia egg, which I know you could be offended by, but I think it's hilarious. It's made in Germany. They're not as offended in Germany as we are here in the U.S. They're not sensitive like we are. This guy... The Godfather theme, and that means what?
That's a soft-boiled egg.
That's a soft-boiled. So when you hear the Godfather music, you know I got a soft-boiled egg. Then the next one.
That's medium. Medium-boiled eggs are ready.
And so it's boiling in the water. And then here's a hard-boiled egg. I mean, it's hilarious.
It is funny.
How much?
They've ranged. They're like $20, I think.
All right. So you don't think that's that bad?
No.
Right. This, you know what I have on my wrist here? It's called a watch. I put it in the boiling water. 6 minutes, I got hard-boiled eggs, right? Huh? Sometimes, right. I think it's hilarious.
It is. And I will say, there are definitely times where I boil my eggs and they're not all the way done, and then I, you know, go to eat them and the yolk is all
And, you know, in the society today when we get so offended, I mean, this is a cigar-smoking, fat-nosed Italian painted on the egg. I'm offended. I have a nose like that.
It's cute.
I think it's cute. So we'll put that up on our Facebook page. Like Lou Manfredini at Facebook.com. We'll also put it up at WGNradio.com, and we will we'll also give a couple away to you folks here as well. That's hilarious, right? By the way, on a total personal note, this is something that we've been talking about at WGN Radio, that our general manager after 3 years is leaving, which we personally are all sad about. And I know for most of you that really doesn't mean anything, because who listens to the general manager? You listen to the people on the radio. But a name that you've heard a lot of is this young lady, Marlene Wells, who's here. And Marlene has for years put together, anytime there's a remote, anytime there's anything that has to be done, Marlene does it. And you hear all of us on the radio and have heard all of us for 49 years. It's her anniversary at WGN Radio. Okay? When she started... It was just called WG. And then, right. In the year 40, in year 47, it went to an N. It was something like that. So congratulations. And they said it wouldn't last. I know. She was 10 when she started. It was back then they didn't have the child labor laws. So congratulations. We're lifting our mimosas to you. Congratulations, Marlene. 49 years. That's very nice. I'll take another one of those mimosas. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have a question from the audience. Marlene has a microphone, handing it to someone. What's your name, sir? Where are you from?
Don from Chicago.
Thank you, Don, for coming.
Hey, Lou, great show as always.
Thanks
for trying to help me out with the quartz countertop last week. But the question I have for you is, my friend didn't need this earlier in the season, but you said you put something in your lawn to keep, you know, skunks and raccoons and gophers away. And I told him what it was then, but I don't remember what it was now.
It's not for skunks. It's for chipmunks, moles, and voles, and it's called the Bon-Eyed Sonic Spike. It's a spike that you put batteries, or they have a solar version that you drive into the ground. It's about probably 15 inches long. And it makes a chattering sound like a chipmunk in distress.
Okay.
You don't hear it, but the chipmunks do. And it works. I've had the thing stuck in the ground right by our stairs, and those chipmunks have not come back.
So no way with skunks or anything like that?
No, no.
He's looking for something because it's killing his lawn.
The skunks.
Yeah.
Yeah. The skunks are a real problem. There's no, I mean, there's plenty of products like the shake away that sounds like a predator, you know, smells like a predator, like fox urine and that kind of stuff, which is nasty when you first put it down. and you have to keep reapplying it. But that's the problem with that product, is that it works, but you literally once a week have to keep sprinkling it down.
With the rain and everything else.
Well, it holds up to the rain, but once the pungentness of the odor goes away, well then, you know, even though when you first put it down, it's overpowering for you. You're like, wow, this smells terrible. Why would I even want to come near here? I want to move out. But you have to do it once a week. So it can get expensive. But that along with, you know, I've talked about this product called Spray Away, which is a motion sensing sprinkler. So if there's an area where you see the skunks all the time, you point that there, it'll spray them and they'll go away. That's not a bad option as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Lou, thanks.
You're welcome. 30-second break. We'll be back right after this.
A little fall fun here at Fox Home Center this morning, where we're broadcasting the Mr. Fix-It Show live from Alsip. Now back to your favorite handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
We're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip, where Chicagoland goes for designer-grade fixtures, tile paint, and lighting, all at affordable pricing. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We are having a great time here. The mimosas are flying. The food is fantastic. The first 300 people are going to get a goodie bag, and quite honestly, we're pretty close to that. We got a lot of people here that have already showed up, and we're really grateful for all of that. The Rhythm Rockets. How about for the Rhythm Rockets? They sound great. It's nice to have them here as well. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's talk to Gloria in Pewaukee, Wisconsin. Hi, Gloria. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about a problem that we're having, and it came on a couple months ago. It's never happened before, and we've been here for 20 years. It's the east wall where the siding is blackened. The vents under the eaves are a little bit more so. It looks like soot, and we're next to a wooded area. We have a lot of trees to the east there, and it's never happened before. And on the siding and the gutters, and it's also on the sidewalk where a downspout spills out, and it's blackened the concrete. And we're puzzled, and we had someone come down. We're in a townhome. We're out in Lake Country. It was very country-like. It still is to an extent, but there's some building going on, not near us. But do the air vents blow in or out? Does it blow air in or out?
So that, go ahead.
Like from the attic space.
Right. So what you're seeing on those vents is dirt and debris, and those vents are drawing the dirt in because the way attic ventilation works is, you know, when you watch the weather, they'll talk about the barometric pressure,
mm-hmm.
and everybody always wonders what that is. You know, mm-hmm. we only know that when we like, oh, it's going to rain, my knee hurts. Or my sinuses are killing me because the pressure is so high.
Mm-hmm.
That pressure that's on the outside, the overall pressure in the air, it pushes on your house. It goes into those vents that are on the lower part of the roof. The geometry that is in your roof because of the peak, the airflow comes into the bottom. It gets into that attic space that's a little bit heated. Once it enters, it rises and goes out of the vent, creating this natural airflow. Well, those vents, over time, catch that dirt, and then you see residue on those vents. The siding.
So is the dirt coming? What puzzles us is
it's coming from the outside. This is organic. This is outside. Organic. This is organic material in the air that's just blowing against your house because of atmospheric changes and the wind. So even that construction you talk about that's not anywhere close to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just flying through the air. And so it's as simple as, what is the siding? Is it vinyl? Is it wood?
It's wood. It's all wood siding.
Okay.
And it's textured. None of the other walls have it. Just the east wall. There's a north wall, south wall. It's just the east wall.
Right.
And what concerned me was this. We are going to have the roof replaced, but it was going to be in a couple of years. And you had mentioned earlier this morning about granulars from the roof when they walk on it, granulars. And
green,
I look at it and I see that the only place that sooty look could come from was a deteriorating roof. And because of the protection of the wooded area with all these trees, I wonder how, when you said things blow in the air, organic things, I wonder how it can even reach that wall because of all the trees, evergreens and arborvitae and other flowering crab trees and trees like that. It kind of wraps around our house. And it's just on this one side, and that's the slanted roof line that we get. It's majority belongs to us.
Where the roof is slanted.
Do you think that it's coming, it's from the outside? Is that right?
Right. You like to watch CSI, don't you? Do you watch CSI?
No, I listen to you.
Yeah, no, but do you watch CSI? Do you watch that where they try and figure out the crimes and stuff? Because you're doing a very good job of, like, doing your whole thing. Well, it couldn't be because of the trees are wrapped around, and I'm pretty sure those are arborvitae.
I see. Well, you had mentioned the granular on
well,
the roof.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Wow, it's on the gutters. It's coating everything, and I thought when it rains and whatnot lately that it was pulling down some of those granulars and dirt.
Right.
What do you think?
You should write an episode for CSI. You're good.
Oh.
You're good. I mean, you really are good.
The body. Well, we can't find the body.
They're buried under the arborvitae.
Yeah.
That's why
they
grow so well. Okay,
right.
So here's the thing. I get that, and I totally understand everything you're saying. And I understand where you're coming from as far as, well, how could the wind go there? The wind can do an amazing amount of things. And the thing is that that tree line that you're talking about, depending on the direction of the wind, can actually take the organic material that's flying through the air. It can be bouncing off the trees and bouncing back on your home. Here's what I would tell you to do. I don't think you have anything to worry about as far as, like, is this a huge issue that I have to worry about?
Mold.
Well, I doubt it, but even if it is, this is what I would tell you. You heard me talk about this house, this townhome, this area. Is it a two-story home?
No, it's a single-story.
Perfect.
We're kind of out in the country.
Okay. And if someone were going to clean the exterior of the home, would it be you or would it be the condo association that would do that?
Well, if it's outside, it would be the condo association. But if it's coming from inside, then it's our problem.
All right, it's not coming from the inside.
Okay.
So here's what I want you to do.
Yes.
There's a product that you heard me talk about called Concrobium.
Oh, absolutely. I bought it because of you.
Oh,
I've used
God
it.
Bless you.
In the basement.
I hope the sponsors are listening.
Oh, hey, I make a list of all the things you offer.
Are you the lady that bought the tanker truck full of the Concrobium? Is that you?
I'd like to, but no.
Okay. They make a siding wash product that you can connect to a hose.
Mm-hmm.
You, Gloria, could connect it to the hose. Not the lady up front taking the note. What is it? Connecting to the hose. It's a siding and deck wash that goes on the end of a hose.
Mm-hmm.
You could walk on the outside. Don't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Spray this on there. Under the vent, on the siding, let it dry, spray it again. I bet you it'll all be gone.
Yes, and what is the name of that product?
Concrobium.
Oh, that can come that way.
But it's a siding and deck wash that you put onto the end of a hose. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for it.
Oh, so you can buy it in a large amount like that.
Correct, yeah. So you need to go to your local Ace up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they have. If they don't have it.
We do. We have an Ace.
Yeah, okay. All right. All right, you're way up in Wisconsin. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to send you a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew T-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center, where we're broadcasting live right here today. This shirt was created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. So you hang on a second. Jasmine will get all your information, and we'll get that out to you. Yeah, we are broadcasting live. How about a little outro music here from our friends over at Rhythm Rockets here? We're broadcasting live. Come out and see us. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning. So when you do that, you can get a goodie bag, first 300 people, and there's breakfast, there's food, and did I mention there's mimosas? Don't go away. The Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Today's live broadcast at Fox Home Center in Alsip is sponsored by Easy Track Organization Systems, ET2 Contemporary Lighting, and Maxim Lighting. Go, go, go. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We also have a question here from the audience. You right there? What's your name, ma'am? Where are you from?
My name is Jan, and I'm from Palos Heights.
Jan looking at the band saying, excuse me, I'm talking. Jan, we'll be in charge of turning the band off, okay? You just answer the question. Just like the lady back there that knew the answer to the Cubs trivia and said, but I don't have a fireplace. She just doesn't listen. That's right. That's right. In your life, people say, what's your name, ma'am? Pat. No, Pat's like, Pat never listens. She just does her own thing. And it's worked out well for you, hasn't it, Pat? Right. Pat's not going back. All right. And you, ma'am?
Okay. So I moved into a condo in January. It was.
Did you move in from a house?
Yes.
How do you like condo living?
I love it.
Really?
I love it.
Really?
I love it.
All right.
I don't have to do all that outside work.
Okay.
So it was vacant for over a year.
The condo?
Yes. So the.
See, wait, I want to talk about the condo thing. Well, what? We're here together. We're people. Okay, because I'm thinking about someday wanting to move to a condo. How many of you live in a condo? I don't want other people telling me what to do.
But they don't.
Well, you've only been there a month. What
no,
do you know?
I've been there almost a year.
Oh, all right, never mind. Sir, how long have you been in your condo? 19 years. Does anybody tell you what to do? Not really. You look like that kind. You and Pat will get along. All right, go ahead. Keep going. Sorry, this is about you, not me.
So, since it's been vacant for a year, the water heater, when I use hot water, bubbles. It makes all this loud bubbling noise. Right. My brother said he thinks it's like the rust on the bottom. When it heats up, it bubbles and whatever. Should I just get drained or replaced?
Replace it.
I don't want to get what you always talk about. It's only me in there. So what would you recommend just for a single person who's not there a whole lot? Because my mother lives 75 miles away, so I go to visit her on my days off.
Okay. It's a lot of information.
I just want you to know.
I don't think I needed any of that, but that's nice that you go visit your mother.
Mom, are you listening?
Yeah, right. Try and go visit her more often.
I'm going after this.
Here's the thing. With a piece of an appliance like that, a water heater that sat there, chances are it sat full of water, and there's a lot of rust and stuff that would, not on the inside of the tank, but because of the moisture there and with it was probably off, there's rust on the outside, the perimeter, and the burner plate and everything. So what you're getting is probably that burner plate has corroded, and it's when the flame goes, you're hearing it. Is it dangerous? No. Is it a potential for a leak? Yeah. And the thing is in particular, when you say, hey, I go to see my mother and I leave, and you don't want that thing bursting on you and having that be a problem with a leak in the or the mechanical room, wherever this may be. So if it's just you, replace it with a 40-gallon tanked water heater. You know, to have a plumber do that, you're going to range anywhere from $800 to $1,200 installed. The average life of a water heater is 10 years, but you'll probably get much more than that. And I would do it as a preventative method now. So it isn't that you're calling the plumber like, oh my gosh, my heater went out. And this is something for all of you to know. If that water heater is more than 10 years old,
But I don't think it is. It was.
I understand, but it was dead for a year. So that it changes all the aspects of it. And the fact that when you start to hear that crackling, hello. Go ahead, take a picture. Come on. There you go.
The first time I heard it, I was scared to death. I'm like, it's going to burst. Yeah. Oh, my God,
well,
what is this?
I doubt that's going to happen because, remember, the water that sits in the tank, there's no corrosion where the water hits that. That's not the problem, right? It's like a sunken ship. When you look at the metal inside the water, it's not rusty till you take it out of the water because it hits the air.
Okay.
So I would be ahead of it, schedule it, get a plumber to come out, give you a price. That way it's like, I'm coming on Tuesday. And you won't pay an emergency call instead of it costing you $1,500 or $1,800 because you need the guy there that afternoon because you want to take a hot shower.
And which kind would you recommend?
There are three manufacturers left that make water heaters. They make all the water heaters, A. O. Smith, Rheem, and Bradford White. So if you go to the big box store and you see the GE brand, it's not GE. It's made by another one of those manufacturers. If you made me choose, I would say anything made by A. O. Smith and Rheem. Are you two together, or is she just taking notes for you?
She's my best friend.
Oh, all right.
She introduced me to you, Lou.
Thank you. Now, hopefully my wife's not listening. Would you like another mimosa? Okay. Does that answer your question?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It'll make your child handy. Welcome back. Broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Elsip, sponsored by Hans Grohe, MSI Natural Stone and Quartz, as well as Steam Mist. Our thanks to Gravy, who's providing all the food. How about a nice round of applause for the folks at Gravy in LaGrange, Illinois? Didi Saracco is the extraordinaire putting it all together. If you want to learn more about them, go to www.gravylady.com. And it's nice to be with you all. And let's see, where am I? Joining me up here on the stage here at Fox Home Center is the talented kitchen and bath designer, Donna Tonks. Hi, Donna. How are you? You got to talk right in that microphone.
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Nice to see you. How long have you worked here?
30 years.
Really?
Really?
Those of you that can't see Donna, you started when you were 10, like Marlene, right?
Exactly.
Right, okay. We're sitting here, for those that aren't here, we're in the middle of your, I guess in the middle of your kitchen showroom.
Yes.
Right, that you just recently redid.
Yes.
Is that always a challenge for you because you get all excited, right? It's like, oh my gosh, we're going to do this kind of cabinet. And then the minute you're done, stuff changes.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
So for those listening, what's interesting to me, as a former home builder, one of the things that I've always been amazed by is the fact that I'm old enough to remember when stainless steel appliances first came into the marketplace. And I thought they were kind of cool, and it was something we put in. And I thought, oh, this will be gone in a few years, right? Because it wasn't a big thing. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. So that's one kind of trend that really sort of stuck. But what is the trend now in cabinets? Because it's kind of historically going back to repeat itself again, isn't it?
Absolutely. The biggest trend I'd say right now is a nice, crisp, white kitchen. Mostly the shaker style. A lot of white, a lot of gray.
White. I put in white kitchens back in the 90s, and now they're back in fashion again.
Yes, absolutely. But a much more crisper painted white opposed to the thermal foil that was the
that
rage
was common
in the 90s.
Right. So, I mean, I'm looking here. You've got a display. I'm looking straight at it. It's behind our audience as well. It's a traditional raised panel, but what's also unique about it is all the accents that you put into the design as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. A little bit of staggering, a little bit of interest. Breaks it up. We did the dark cabinets on the bottom. That seems to be a trend as well. Or introducing another color in the island. That's another popular option.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's an investment, obviously, when you go to do a kitchen, because it's not just about buying the the kitchen cabinets, and obviously I know that you guys also handle countertops here as well. Quartz has really come a long way, hasn't it?
Absolutely. Quartz is probably the most popular countertop surface that we sell.
And what do you attribute that to?
People like the idea that it's maintenance-free. It doesn't need to be sealed. We don't have to worry about bacteria. It's really some beautiful patterns, right. Tons of choices of colors.
Well, and that's the big change in the quartz, right? Because when that first product first came, it was very uniform. It didn't have, I'm assuming this countertop I'm looking at right now, is that a quartz countertop?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so that countertop that you folks are looking at, I'm pointing to my right. If you're looking on the radio, it's to your left. There's no way, sitting where I'm sitting, that you would look at that and not think that that's real granite. Because the design, when this product first came out 20 years ago?
Yes.
Probably in Cambria. Is that a Cambria top right there?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No offense to MSI, who's sponsoring the broadcast, by the way. They're fabulous quartz. But I'm sure they have it as well. The stuff was very consistent. In other words, the aggregate that was inside the quartz, it was nice, but it didn't have that kind of design value. So for you, for a designer, that's just got to help tremendously.
Absolutely, absolutely. The beauty of the quartz now with the movement, and you're getting away from that speckled pattern that was the rage 20 years ago, like right. You said, when they first came out. Now a lot of unique, beautiful stones that you never have to worry about staining or having them sealed.
Right, right. It really is. The choices are really amazing. Now, if folks are thinking about a kitchen, now the thing is, I mean, we got to be honest with them, right? When they come out here, they want to do a kitchen. Your design fee is pretty expensive, right? How much does it cost for them to have you design a kitchen?
Absolutely nothing.
What? Shut the door. How does it start? Like, what if when you sit down with a client, because this is a big decision, right? Doing a kitchen, because your life is interrupted.
Absolutely.
There is a timeline, you know, I mean, the it's not only the once they take it all apart, you don't have a kitchen any longer, but then even once the cabinets go in, it takes a couple weeks for the counters to come.
Yes.
You know, what's some advice you could give to people that maybe are venturing out to do a kitchen remodel for the first time?
So do your research. Be realistic. Realize that it is definitely going to be a bit of a mess. And it's not going to be done in a half hour like you see on HGTV. Have confidence with the designer and the store that you're dealing with. And just try to enjoy the process. And just be realistic.
Are there go-to features that you like in a kitchen? You know, as a designer, certainly, I know you, while you don't want to get comfortable in your design because you want to always make it unique, but are there things that say, like, the thing that I always told people when it came to kitchens is the place to spend money is to upgrade your drawers and the hardware that is the function part of the kitchen. I mean, you look at this and it's all beautiful, but you open and close it so often that if that is not substantial, you're going to be disappointed overall as time goes on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to make sure that you're getting dovetailed drawers, soft close glides that do have a lifetime warranty, soft close doors as well.
Right.
Really look into the build of the cabinet. We have some really great price point cabinets that you can get a lot of bang for your buck and still get a solid wood constructed cabinet.
Right.
And a ton of choices.
Right.
So yeah, you want it. It's a big investment. You want to make sure it's going to hold up.
My wife has started to plant the seed that, you know, it's time to remodel our kitchen. Hopefully she's not listening to this at all. Honey, we still have all, huh? But I don't know that I want a condo. Remember, I don't want people telling me what to do. Like, if I want to hang a wreath on the door and they tell me you can't do that. Well, sometimes you can. Depends on where you move. Oh, sorry, I hit the egg. Okay, tell me about some of the brands that you carry here as far as kitchen cabinets.
We carry Shiloh, which is probably one of the best bang for your buck cabinets.
USA brand. Right?
Absolutely. Right. All of our companies are Midwest companies. They're made in Dudley, Missouri, or Seneca, Kansas, Indiana. So all local companies. Everything is made start to finish for your product. Nothing mass produced. You get a much better product and control that way. So Shiloh, Aspect, Cook, Birch Legacy in Waterloo, Iowa. A lot of people are familiar with that, that product. They make beautiful bath cabinets for you as well.
We have a Birch vanity cabinet in our that we did in 01, and it's just great. I mean, it's just interesting to me to see when you're in this business long enough to see, like, I really like the two-tone. There's a kitchen design here where there's a kind of a cherry look with a darker accent right over the top. I mean, that mix and match was something you did not see 20 years ago.
Right, absolutely.
And it really is, it's stunning. It's beautiful.
Yes, it lets you individualize your kitchen a little bit so everything isn't so cookie cutter, and you could really show your own personal taste.
Now, when you're doing kitchen cabinets with most of these manufacturers, what's the typical lead time these days? I mean, I know that business is good, you know, that there's a lot of remodeling going on, but it isn't that fever pitch that was in the early, you know, late 90s and early 2000s where nobody could keep up.
Correct. 5 to 6 weeks is very consistent. That's most of our brands.
And what would you say the timeline when you're working with a customer from a design aspect, how long does that take?
Well, it could...
You know, considering you don't have a pain in the neck client.
Absolutely.
Like Pat over here. If it was Pat, I love you. You know that I'm just having fun, right?
Depends on how detailed, but usually the first consultation will take an hour or so, and then you'll come back once or twice usually to kind of tweak it and dial it in, and we send someone out to remeasure to make sure it's going to fit and send in the order.
That's awesome. So here's a little tidbit. Donna here, who we're talking to, is a kitchen designer. She's worked here for 30 years, okay? She started as a cashier. Can you still run the register?
If I had to.
It's always good to keep all your options open,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's amazing. You know, to me, any business, and I've met several people that have worked here at Fox Home Center for a long time. It's a great testament to the type of company it must be when people stay that long.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a great family-owned company, very little turnover. And, it's worked out great. Everybody gets along very well. We all try to pitch in and work together, and it's a really nice place to be.
No one's listening. How about John? How about John? Tell me. No one's listening. John, the owner, right?
Yes, yes. John
remember
is
that
fabulous.
Thing you remember you told me that thing about him? Remember? We'll talk later. Donna Tonks, she is a designer here celebrating 30 years at Fox Home Center. If you need a new kitchen, you got to come to 111 South 50. 1150 South Cicero Avenue in Elsup, home of Fox Home Center. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. You are listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720. Oh, it's been on the whole time. 720 WGN. Oh, was I not supposed to tell them that?
I'm so glad I ain't no fool no more.
Welcome back. We're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip, sponsored by Hans Grohe, MSI Natural Stone, and Quartz, as well as Steam Mist. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Jim is in Munster, Indiana. He's on the phone. Hi, Jim. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I have a problem with... We painted a closet, and it's we use that Zinsser mildew paint.
Yes, sir.
And it just got a horrible, horrible odor. It's been it'll be 2 weeks on Monday, and we tried painting over it. We've tried the Fresh Wave. We've tried the
vinegar. Hold on a minute. Painted the closet. There was no odor beforehand, right?
Correct.
And You used the Zinsser primer? Or what kind of paint did you use?
The primer.
Just the primer?
Yes.
And you had no moisture issues or anything inside that closet?
No, nothing.
And the primer is dry?
Yes. We let it dry for a day, but the smell just would not go away. So we painted over that with some Benjamin Moore flat paint, and it's still in the room. The whole bedroom has that odor. We've tried fans in there blowing towards the window. Like I said, we tried the Fresh Wave. We've tried vinegar. We've tried lemons.
Okay, let me think about this. This closet is an outside closet or inside? In other words, are there any outside walls?
No.
So it's an interior closet?
Correct.
Rust-Oleum makes an odor control paint. It's brand new.
Odor control paint?
Yeah, and I believe it's called odor control.
Okay.
If not, can you Google that? Google that for me, Rust-Oleum odor control paint. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. If not, they should change the name, because you should call it what it is. Actually, it's called odor killing primer. It's part of a brand new House Smarts episode coming this weekend to your WGN Radio TV. And so this primer goes on white and dries clear.
Okay.
So in other words, now that you've already painted this with this Benjamin Moore,
yes.
Get a gallon of this, paint over the top of that, and it should control that odor.
All right.
It's surprising to me that you're this primer, when you use the Zinsser primer, was it a brand new can or was it something you had sitting in the basement?
No, I had it sitting in the basement.
Oh, there's your problem, my friend. How long did you have that thing sitting in the basement, Jim? As long as that gentleman who won the faucet's going to hold on to it before he installs it? How long did you have that in there?
Oh, I'd say at least 3, 4, 5 years. Five years.
I knew you were going to say 5 years.
Okay.
You're killing me, Jim.
No, the odor's killing me.
Yeah. Is there a Mrs. Jim?
There is, but she's not here right now.
Yeah, but she's not happy. So here's what happens. Any kind of paint that you store after painting a room or a primer, typically you've got about 2 years of that before the chemicals start to break down and they lose their continuity in the formula. And really, you only get 2 years if you're sort of religious about going down there every 6 months and shaking up the can a little bit. My guess is you had failure in that primer. And this off-gassing, which is what it's called, is occurring because of that. I would try this odor-killing primer right over the top of that Ben Moore. It'll go on white. It should control that. If that doesn't do it, then you need to sand all that off. Okay?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You got to sand it all off and get a new thing of primer to prime, or use a paint primer in one over the top of that. You don't need to go with, but you need to get that film off of there. But I bet you got a pretty good chance of this new Rust-Oleum odor killing primer to work. All right? You want to give something to him? He was hanging on there, Jim. What should we give him? Too bad we don't have any Fresh Wave to give him. How about we send him, he's in Munster, Indiana. Hey, where's Kevin McDonough? I think this will be good for him because this will make his wife happy. How about a 3-room carpet cleaning from Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, providing a level of clean that no one else can deliver? Visit executivecleancarpetcleaning.com. It's $139 value. I don't know how these people are making any money. They should charge more because it is the best carpet cleaning company ever. And it's for you Southsiders. They're here on the South Side. Come on, say it.
South Side!
South Side!
hookups.
I like the woman that just bellowed out ghost socks.
Yeah. We're not trying to get a fight here, okay? There's enough consternation between people that have different views. Let's all get along. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show, broadcasting live till 10 at Fox Home Center in Elsa. Now back to your host, hula-ing his way back from the tiki bar, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. We're here at Fox Home Center in Alsep. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show, sponsored by Permaseal Basement Systems, by LouHairVideo.com. And, yeah, it's nice to have you all here. Thank you so much. How's the food? I think they cut the cake. Did you see the W cake? Did you send you the picture? It's the cutest thing you ever want to see. Real quick, before we get into your question, man, before I get to your question. So I'm a little worried that I'm getting old. And let me tell you why. So I'm traveling this week. I was traveling on business, and I'm in Newark, New Jersey. Has anybody ever been there? Let me tell you, New Jersey is a beautiful state. Newark is not a beautiful city. At least the airport's not. So I'm standing, I'm waiting. I fly on American Airlines a lot, right? And I'm in the Admiral's Club, which is at the Newark Airport. And they have a little section over here where they have like little snacks and you can get coffee and whatever. And there's a whole bunch of people in line. And I stand in line, and while I'm standing in line waiting to get a cup of coffee, this woman walks kind of like right in front of me and goes right in front of me where I'm standing. Yeah, whatever, I can wait for my cup of coffee. And then she realizes, like the men, there were a bunch of men there, they moved away. And she goes, oh, I just cut in front of you. I'm so sorry. I go, oh, that's fine. Please. I go, ladies first. And she turns to me, she goes, are you serious? Like she was offended that I said ladies first. And I was so caught off guard. This doesn't happen often. I said nothing.
I bet she wasn't offended at the ladies first, but she probably thought that you were being sarcastic because she cut.
Yeah. Well, okay, now this was a professional woman. I'm going to say she was 35.
That's what I would think. I would never offended by I would never be offended.
The way she looked at me and said that, and you know, it's a whole, it's, you know what? I can't do it. I will let a woman get onto an elevator first. I will let a woman get off the elevator first. I will hope a door open for her. And like my pant line, especially, I'm on a lot of elevators, right? And so there'll be a bunch, and I'll see all these men just go right out. And I'm like, and you know what? I'm like, you did not go to Catholic school. And the lady will say to me, oh, go ahead. I go, ma'am, Catholic school. I'm not getting off this elevator until you get off this elevator. I can't help it.
You'll be struck dead.
What?
You'll be struck dead.
I'll be struck dead. Exactly. There's a nun somewhere that's going to hit me with a ruler. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We have a lady up front here. Hello, ma'am. Where are you from?
Hi, I'm from here in Oakland.
And what's your name?
My name is Nadell.
Look at, I have all these helpers here that come to the broadcast. Like, please hold a microphone very close. Right. Yeah. I don't really know these women, but watch them. They're a little bossy.
Okay. Before I give my question, I wanted to let you know that I was listening to you when you had 15 minutes on Roy Leonard's show.
Thank you very
much. That
God
goes
bless.
Back a long, long
it
way.
Does.
I listen to you every Saturday.
Thank you very much. God bless Roy Leonard. I am sitting here because Roy Leonard taught me how to respect an audience and how to listen and to always drive a Buick. I don't drive a Buick. No, that's fine. How can I help you?
Well, we have bought a Kohler, the long, elongated commode, and it was 2 years old in July of this year. We bought it in 2014, but starting in May of this year, it wasn't even 2 years old yet. When you flush it, the water would pop up out of the commode and go over the seat onto the floor. So we don't know what was causing that. But my husband did take it up and look in that little rubber round thing, rubber thing, it was folded. It was like all the half of it.
So the wax ring had a rubber sleeve.
Right.
And it had folded, shifted.
Yes, but the thing is, when he tried to, he went and bought another one. And when he tried to put it down, he found out that I guess this this thing, the one that we had, the older one, was like the house of 1968 when it was built or whatever. But anyhow, he found out that the little screws at the bottom that you cover the, you know,
right.
Like,
what John, those are called Johnny bolts.
Oh, okay.
Just fun to say.
Okay. They did not match up with the holes on the commode. The holes was not on the commode. So they were, when you put the thing down on the screws, whatever you say they call.
Right.
Well, only part of it, the other part, the back of the commode was like jutted out, so it didn't fit on there real good. But it did last for almost 2 years before that started happening.
Hmm.
So he put it in the, when he straightened it out, bought another, put it in there, put it in another bathroom, swapped out another one from another bathroom because it was expensive. And so it worked about a couple of weeks, and now it's doing the same thing.
Hmm. Okay. A couple things. The part that you screw the toilet to that's down on the floor is called the toilet flange.
Okay.
And where those Johnny bolts go in, typically there's a slot that allows the bolts to move and slide so that it lines up with whatever kind of toilet you have.
Oh. Okay.
And so perhaps when you said it doesn't line up, is the floor of that bathroom, is it ceramic tile?
Yeah, I think so.
It's tile?
Yes, it's tile.
It's tile. Tile. I mean, it doesn't have to be ceramic, but it's tile. It's not a vinyl floor.
No.
Okay. A lot of times what happens is that when a floor gets grouted or the thin set that holds the tile in place, it goes underneath that flange and a little bit of that gets caught underneath that slot. And so where you think you can't move the bolt so that it slides all the way along that groove is because it's caught inside a little piece of mortar.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a lot of information here. Hopefully you'll remember all this. Your friend over here is taking notes for you.
Well, my husband is listening.
Oh, is he listening? What's his name?
Charles.
You think he's listening?
Yeah, I called him. I told him to listen.
Okay, remember, there's a difference between hearing and listening. So which one is he doing?
I think he's doing both.
So we're going to pull that toilet one more time. And you got to be very careful pulling a toilet. It is the best way to herniate your back, let me tell you. It's just such a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Then we're going to take those Johnny bolts off and make sure that that slot that he goes back and forth on, that those bolts can slide easily. It's curved, and they move, so they adjust with the toilet.
Oh, okay.
Then there's one more important piece. There's a toilet gasket. Normally he's using the wax ring with the rubber.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's going to go buy something called a SantaSeal. SantaSeal is a foam donut. So it's not wax. It doesn't have the flange like he's been using.
Mm-hmm.
It's a green donut.
Okay.
And you're going to put that on there, and that's going to be the wax ring. It stays flexible. It won't flip in or clog on him if it moves a little bit. The other trick is you have to make sure that once those bolts line up and you set that toilet down, he tightens those bolts pretty snug.
Uh-huh.
My guess is that toilet's moving, and that movement is what's causing that wax ring to reposition. But with this SantaSeal, I'm saying it again so he writes it down.
Uh-huh.
SantaSeal, it's going to move with it, and it isn't going to be a problem.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You're so nice to listen all those years. You can clap for that. 9:23 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show live at Fox Home Center in Alsip. We'll be right back. Would you want those guys to play some music?
Sure.
Did you want to tell them to do that? I think she's still registering for Cubs tickets. Did you register again for more Cubs tickets?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. It's not going to be a good drive home. You're listening to the great sounds of Rhythm Rockets, who are down here this morning. I have a CD to give away, too. We'll do that during a break. The Swing Blues. I love this kind of music. Very nice.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go to the phone lines. Rosalind is in Chicago. Hi, Rosalind. You're on WGN.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. I have two quick questions. The main one is a mouse got into my house, and I don't know why it's not taking the bait. And then the second one is I have one of those boxes. I think it's a sonar. The rodents are not supposed to be able to stand and sound, and the humans can't hear it. Does that really work? And is there something like that for alley cats, stray alley cats?
For alley cats? Wow, we got all kinds of things going on down there.
Well, yeah, but my main problem right now is Ben doesn't want to take the bait. I have found him some mouse droppings, and where he had been in my powdered hot chocolate on Monday. Oh. And I saw his little droppings on the pantry shelf. And then I put some of those glue traps and a little peanut butter on that. Then I bought two hotels for him to live in, and he doesn't go into that.
The Hilton? The Hilton one? There's one by Hilton and one by Marriott. Did you get that? Because some of them have points.
Tomcat. They're disposable.
Okay, couple things. This is a problem. Actually, my wife said to me that Carol Marine, you know, from Channel 5, just did a story on the rat problem in Chicago. I'm thinking, we're in the middle of the presidential race, and Carol Marine's doing stories on rats? We got some of the bigger stories for Carol Marine to do. Anyway, right, here's the thing. You want to try and avoid baiting mice in the house, because then they'll die in the house.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is that usually they do that where you can't find them, like in a wall or something like that. So here's a couple things, Rosalind, that you have to do. You need to go outside first and see if you can notice any areas where the mice may be coming in, a crack in the foundation, a loose piece of siding. And I don't necessarily want you to patch it yet, but I want you to put the bait out there. And because the idea is that they'll be drawn to that food source and come out there. Now, whenever I give the recommendation of glue traps, I get people to tell me they're so inhumane and the poor mouse and the rat and this and that that's full of disease and nasty stuff. I personally have no love loss for a mouse or a rat, okay? And society is not going to be worse by eliminating those guys. And if you're someone that loves the rat and the mice, go rent the movie Ben. You have no idea what I'm talking. You do? You know the song?
Yeah.
Huh? I'm surprised.
Hey,
right,
I'm hip.
Look at you. Go get the movie Ben and watch it and listen to Michael Jackson sing the song.
I think we've talked about this
have
before.
Have we? Okay. So the glue traps. Let's get back to Roslyn.
You I need didn't even the glue traps. I saw Ben and I figured he could read what it.
Use glue traps inside the house. Now, also,
he won't go in them.
I know, I understand. He or she will. It's probably a she. That's why they won't go. They're smarter. You need a dumb male rat to go or mouse to go in there. So here's the thing. Have you heard me talk about this product called Fresh Cab?
Fresh Cab?
Fresh, C-A-B? Like fresh. Fresh, like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Yes.
And Cab. Like C-A-B, like the cab of a truck.
Okay.
These little pouches you're going to put in the pantry or wherever you're storing food. Okay. They smell like balsam fir, and that little pine smell is going to keep the mice out of that area where you want them and drive them into where you're going to bait them and or catch them in a trap. And that combination of all those things, you just got to stay on it. Whenever you see droppings, clean them up right away, throw one of those Fresh Cab pouches over there, and use a glue trap near there because they don't like that smell, and it's got to be in the corners where they run. If you put it out in the middle of the room, you're not going to get them. You got to get them because they love to stay along outside perimeters of rooms, and you should be able to solve this problem. I know it's gross, but this is the time of year when they're coming in, and you got to stay ahead of it. Thanks so much for the phone call.
Thank you.
We're broadcasting live from Fox Home Center in Alsip, sponsored by Hans Grohe, MSI Natural Stone and Quartz, and Steam Mist. Oh, you got them to do the steam. It's like one mind. The music you're hearing is from the folks at Rhythm Rockets. How about a nice round of applause?
Did you hear us say that? We were going to cue that music up on our end and actually play it when we did the interview. One mind.
You must have to hire this band then. They're available for private parties, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. 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 So the guitar player needs to pay for the education of the drummer, so please hire the band. Yes.
He eats a lot.
And he eats a lot, too, and he's a fine drummer. Nice job, young man. All right, is it time for our Just Text
Just
Me segment?
Text me, yeah.
Sponsored by iwantsmart.com. Say hi to Lindsay, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, a couple texts here. 224, hey Lou, how can I get paint off of concrete that's been there a while?
There's a product called Goof Off and another thing called a wire brush. And so you put a little of that Goof Off on, let it sit there for about 10, 15 minutes, and then take a stiff wire brush and brush away the paint. It should come off. You're also going to see that your concrete in that area never looks so good. So you may end up then renting a pressure washer to clean the entire driveway.
All right. And next we've got 773. Hi, Lou. We are putting our house on the market and need a quick fix for our worn hardwood floors. Anything we can put on them to make them shiny again?
Yeah. Actually, they sell it here at Fox Home Center as well as a lot of hardware stores. Rejuvenate makes a hardwood floor refinisher that is really terrific. If you want to bring the shine back, you clean the floors really well. You buy a little, they have a little pad that you put over a mop. It's a microfiber flexible pad that you put over any kind of mop. You squirt it onto the floor. You go back and forth and just kind of work it in like you're putting a layer of floor wax on. Leave for an hour. You can come back and walk on it in your socks. And 24 hours, you can put the furniture back on, and it really does look amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, very nice.
Lastly, 630, should I direct the air up or down when using the ceiling fan on the cathedral ceiling to minimize ice dams on the roof?
It ultimately doesn't matter which way the air goes because it's going to circulate. I don't know that you're going to have a huge difference from the ice damming, but in the winter, you typically want the fan sucking the air up from the center and banging against the ceiling so you don't feel the draft as you're walking around your home. Not all ceiling fans turn the same direction, so you just got to stand underneath it. And if it's not blowing on your face, then you know it's going the wrong other way.
That's all we have time for this morning. Right. Just
thank you. Sponsored by iwantsmart.com. Joining me up on the stage is one of the people that's helping to sponsor this whole dealio. What happened to all my paperwork with all your name here? Wynn Herbach is with, he represents the company that makes Steam Mist Steam Showers. And Wynn, my greatest mistake, the house that we live in now, is that I didn't put a steam shower in.
I hear you. Many. I was one of those guys until last year, and I finally put one in my house, but felt the same way.
It is my favorite thing. If I'm ever traveling and they have a gym or a locker room or something like that, and they have a steam room, it's like the thing I love to do.
Correct. Everyone's hopefully had the experience either at a health club or a spa, but don't realize how easy it is to bring that to your home.
How big are one of these units that somebody could install?
Less than the size of a carry-on piece of luggage.
And the idea is you do need to know that you're going to put one of these in because the way that shower area gets installed matters.
Correct. You've got to fully waterproof the space, including the ceiling. And the other requirement is a 240-volt. Electrical line.
Right. And the whole idea with the waterproofing is typically if it's going to be a tile area, the installer will put up some sort of concrete board or whatever, but then there's a rubber membrane.
Correct.
That essentially goes on the whole thing before the tile goes on.
That's correct.
Right?
Yes. Yeah.
And the steam generator typically will go in an adjacent room or underneath a seat.
Sometimes under a seat. Within 20 feet or so of the steam room,
right.
Which allows you to put it in a hidden place but still accessible.
Now, you mentioned that Fox Home Center is actually going to install a working display, and we're in negotiations for me to come in and actually take a steam shower at the next live broadcast.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Along with my new hair, I'm going to need to work on my six-pack abs. And they're going to put one in, right?
They are. They're in the process actually right now of installing a fully functional working steam mist, steam shower with all of the bells and whistles.
I know that it's not just one unit. There's different size units, right, based on what kind of a space you're doing.
Yep.
Can you give me a range of pricing of what something like this, the unit itself, would cost?
The generator itself is probably going to be in the $1,200 to $1,800 list price,
right.
Retail price.
But, of course, you get the Mr. Fix-It discount if you...
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And then we offer various controls and various add-on features that, you know, will then take the price up.
I think people would always be nervous about something like this. You spend that kind of money, but these systems are very reliable, aren't they?
They are extremely reliable, yeah. Yes.
And it's a lot of fun. Where do people, obviously they can come to Fox Home Center to learn more, but I'm sure there's a website for the listening audience?
Yes, steammist.com. It will allow you to watch videos, learn about the product, learn about the basics, installation guidelines. Yeah,
that's great.
It's a good resource.
The company you're with, Wynn, is also helping to sponsor this whole broadcast. The other products that you guys represent are what?
Yes, I work for Camco representatives. We represent Toto, Hansgrohe, Franke, Panasonic, Steam Mist, Jacuzzi, Boots, and Quartz by Acco.
You never want to make a list. Someone's going to say, you forgot this.
I did. I almost did. I hope I got them. I think I got them all.
Thank you very much. And thanks for helping bring us here to Fox Home Center. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Herbach joining us up on stage. We're going to take a quick break, 9:48 in the morning. In the morning, it's time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Connie in Palos Park is our last caller. Hi, Connie, you're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou.
Morning.
I have a question regarding our gutters. I noticed about a week ago we had some blackened area on the chimney wall. That faces the south side. And it's where the gutter ends up by the chimney wall. I had the guys come out to clean the gutters, and we also had someone come out to put that leaf guard up to give us a price.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this is the way to go. It's quite expensive to do that.
Yeah, the leaf guard system is a terrific system, but it is a big investment. It does work. But I also think that it's a value-added proposition someday when you go to sell. Now, this blackened area, was it due to a buildup of debris in the gutter? Is that what you're suspecting?
That's what we're suspecting, yes. We went around the side there. My husband looked at it, and it was when they were cleaning the gutters, we could see, actually, some of the debris hanging out.
I see. Okay.
So we have to clean it out. I'm not sure if we should go to investing. The house is 27 years old. The roof and the gutters have never been replaced. So these are the originals. Wow.
Okay. Well, are you going to – is the plan to replace the roof at any time soon?
Probably.
Yeah, I mean
– that was my question. Do you do that first? Get pricing on that?
With a 27-year-old roof, you're really at the life end of this roof. And I would hate to see you invest in a leaf guard system prior to replacing that roof.
Okay.
Just because of the potential damage that could occur from the roofing contractor who's separate from the gutter guy. So, you could, if the gutters are in decent shape, you could put some kind of guard over the top of it, which would be much less expensive. Or if it's within the budget, you could, you know, think about doing the roof. And then if the leaf guard is something you want to make that investment in, you could, you know, you could do that all at one time. I don't know that necessarily it's going to lower the price of the leaf guard system, but it's a smarter way to do the install. Roof first, gutters second, you know, concurrently so that there's no damage done. Hang on a second. Since you're our last caller, we're going to send you out an ABT gift card. Pleasing people since 1936. Visit their store in Glenview or online at abt.com. 9:56 in the morning. We'll be right back. Welcome back. 9:58 in the morning. Thank you so much for listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show. I have a bunch of thank yous. First of all, the Fox Home Center and John Larrow for hosting us today. Thank you so much. Kevin McDonough, who put this old bad boy together. Engineer back at the station, Ferguson. Jasmine Cooper, producing at the station. Bill Malone and Ernie right here. Thank you so much for setting this all up. These guys got up yesterday to come here and set this whole bad boy up. Marlene and Rick. Marlene, who's always wonderful, putting us all together. My tremendous producer, Lindsay Smithwick. Who keeps me on task. Breakfast by Sarico and Gravy. The food was fantastic. The cake was from Danielle Curran, Karen. And to all you listeners listening out there and that came to the show, and Pete Fasano for bringing by some pies. Thank you so much for listening.
One more thing. Villa Park Ace is doing their blood drive today from 10 to 4. Each participant gets a $10 gift card to the Villa Park Ace.
In honor of breast cancer awareness.
Yes.
So if you're in that area, there's going to be a big bus out there. You can make an appointment or you can show up. And that's great. I'm glad that they're doing that. It's really nice. Kathy and Judy standing by. Good morning, ladies.
Good. The swing band.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
That's very cool.
You chose not to break out into dance?
Well, that you know.
How do you do a blood drive at your hardware store? Where do you set that up?
Where all the utility knives are.
Perfect.
Right. We have those lighters that you use to light the grill with the long thing?
Yeah.
We just take that and light it under the blade, you know, to kind of clean it a little bit.
And then it's all sterile.
Yeah, it's fine.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you know what? After that, we take a little 10W-40 oil, put it over the top of it, and you're fine.
Okay.
No, they have they have one of those blood drive buses.
Oh, outside the store.
Right. So it's all very,
sanitary.
Okay.
Sterile, and it's the real. You know what's funny about this, Kath? When you talk to them and you want to joke about it, they're all, the people that do the blood drives are like, no, don't joke about it. You know, because people are really nervous.
Oh.
Well, if they're coming to give blood, I think that they're
would
not
be
that
okay.
nervous.
Okay, right.
Yeah, it's fine. It's really a wonderful thing to do.
And it's so nothing.
It's nothing.
It's
right.
So not a deal.
And you get a treat.
And you get
after.
Snacks.
Right.
Right.
Lou
and I were
exactly.
on the same page. Lou,
right.
have a good week.
Thanks, ladies. Have a great show.
Thanks, Lou.
Thank you, everybody. You're great. You're awesome.